This is WCRB in Concert. I'm Alan McClellan, and tonight we're featuring the vocal ensemble Blue Heron at All Saints Ashmont Church in Dorchester. The program is called The Lost Music of Canterbury, music for several saints from the Peterhouse Part Books. And here with me in the studio is Scott Metcalf, musical and artistic director of Blue Heron. The group has really made the most of the discovery in Oxford of the Peterhouse Part Books, music from the English Renaissance and the time of Henry VIII. And we're about to hear something by a composer named Hugh Aston. Scott, tell me about Hugh Aston.
Aston was a very successful composer at the time. So his music is known around England, but still there's a handful of his pieces that only exist in the Peterhouse Part Books. The reason is that the English destroyed so much Catholic music at the time of the Reformation. It was hidden and lost, or it was deliberately destroyed, and in any case, it became obsolete very quickly. So most of what existed before 1547 in music, we don't have anymore.
Just because of the religious turmoil.
Yeah, there's this flipping back and forth between the official religion of England, between Catholicism under Henry, although English Catholicism under Henry eventually, and then Protestantism under his son Edward, and then it flips back to Catholicism under Mary, and then Elizabeth is queen, and then again Protestantism is the Church of England becomes the official church. And those flips happen very, very quickly, and they're accompanied by a great deal of violence against people and things. So the people that we know about from the first part of the 16th century are partly just those people whose music happened to survive in enough manuscripts that we have some sense of the volume of what they composed. Ludford is a happy accident, for example. He was relatively successful. And Aston is another one. There's several pieces of his. However, a handful of them are only in Peterhouse, and so they're missing a part or two parts, because some of the treble's missing as well. And this next piece by Aston is one of those missing two parts.
And musicologist Nick Sandon has filled in the parts that are missing from this piece.
Yes, he's recomposed the treble and the tenor both, two out of five parts here.
Okay, we're going to hear O Battista Vates Christi by Hugh Aston, sung by Blue Heron in concert at All Saints Ashmont in Dorchester in Boston.
Oh.
on WCRB In Concert. Hugh Aston, O Baptista Vates Christi, sung by Blue Heron at All Saints Ashmont in Dorchester. And the ensemble's director and music director and artistic director is with me this evening, and he is Scott Metcalf. Scott, what is a votive antiphon? I noticed that most of these pieces are in that category.
In fact, all of them are. They were sung after Vespers or Compline, so at the end of the day, after the last service, as a private act of devotion before going to bed. And they address a saint. Now, the most popular saint and the most effective saint to have on your side is Mary, the Virgin Mother of Christ. So most of them are to her. And the ones that by Ludford that we hear at the end of the concert, the Salve Regina, that's addressed
to her.
We're
about to hear that. Yeah.
Yes. And the Chamberlain that we heard earlier, also addressed to Mary. Addressing yourself to Jesus, that's your sort of number two. He's obviously quite important in the heavenly hierarchy and can also be useful too. And the reason you address a saint is to ask for intercession at the hour of death, that your time in purgatory might be as short as possible and that you might get to heaven as quickly as you can, where you might sing songs like this with the heavenly choir in the presence of God. So they all the texts all work the same. You say hail or Ave, Salve, or just oh, Baptista, oh, St. John the Baptist, I'm talking to you, yes, hello. And then you praise the saint in fulsome terms. Usually there's a list of things that you praise. And then finally you say, now that I've got your attention, could you please help me out when I die so that I go directly to heaven? Amen.
Tell me a little bit about Nicholas Ludford, and we're going to hear his Salve Regina.
Ludford, this piece was probably written in the 1520s. He worked for St. Margaret's, Westminster, and we actually have a fair amount of music left by Ludford because a manuscript from that church happens to survive that's got a lot of his pieces in it. This one exists only in this one set of part books, the Peterhouse part books, so Nick Sandon has had to reconstruct the tenor in order for it to be singable. And he's I think a superb composer. This piece is, I think, very, very effective and has a wonderful sort of hushed ending. If you imagine the service at the end of day closing with a very quiet amen, or you know, an ending which is very devotional and restrained, that's what you get here.
Salve Regina by Nicholas Ludford. Again, Blue Heron at All Saints Ashmont in Boston.
Thank you.
on WCRB In Concert. That's Blue Heron with Salve Regina by Nicholas Ludford. And I have Blue Heron's music director with me this evening. Scott, it's been so wonderful to hear this music and to hear your perspective on it. So thank you so much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Blue Heron's concert season continues in 2021, even without lively audiences like this one we recorded back in 2019. The next online concert is February 13th, 2021, and it features French songs from a 15th century collection called the Leuven Chansonnier. Blue Heron's most recent album is called Salmagundi, a collection of French and Italian songs from the 14th century. Learn more by starting at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Thanks so much to Blue Heron and again to its director, Scott Metcalf, for their assistance with tonight's broadcast. Thanks also to recording engineer and audio producer Antonio Oleart Ross. I'm Alan McClellan, producer of tonight's program. Our executive producer is Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.